Now, we've already told you the National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced they oppose the new farm bill as they sent a letter to the Hill expressing this fact. NCBA President Scott George from Cody, Wyoming said they are calling on Congress to fix the mistakes they have made, mistakes that are costing cattlemen and women money every day. Mistakes like mandatory country of origin labeling, which has already resulted in steep discounts to producers and caused prejudice against their largest trading partners.
Congress needs to be aware that this livestock sector, all of us are standing shoulder to shoulder, and we want this fixed. We cannot continue to bear these costs. And the even more frightening specter that we see is this runaway freight train coming at us with retaliation, which will affect not only our industries, but other industries as well in this country. A vote for this farm bill without the fix included in it is literally a vote for retaliation. And we will make sure as we go forward that as people become upset about this, we will be pointing the way to the doors of the congressmen and women that supported this farm bill that are literally voting for retaliation.
George said they are all disappointed in members of Congress and especially the members of the conference committee for even allowing this process to go this far without a solution. But on the other side of this is the United States Cattlemen's Association as they continue to push for the final passage of the farm bill. USCA is urging passage of the bill so it can be sent on to the president for his signature. In a release, USCA noted their concern with the mounting arguments by those in the processing sector who oppose the bill because it does not repeal country of origin labeling, as well as revisions to the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyard Act. They noted this outright opposition hurts U.S. farmers and ranchers that depend on the many programs the Farm Bill encompasses. Now, Randy Sprung from Edgerton, Minnesota, president of the National Pork Producers Council, who also opposes the Farm Bill, noted that COOL is not the only issue they oppose in the new bill.
We're obviously concentrating on country of origin labeling, but there's other things in the farm bill that are part of our issues would be country of origin labeling, the gypsum language, and the King Amendment. But obviously, we're focusing on country of origin labeling. We believe this has caught wildfire in the countryside because more organizations are coming out against the bill because these issues weren't addressed. And we believe that if the bill is killed, then it'll have time to go back to the conference committee to fix it.
And, of course, the bill was not killed in the House, so now they await to see what happens in the Senate. But in another note, one thing the new farm bill does contain is a provision to allow for retroactive and ongoing livestock disaster payments and assistance. The nearly $4 billion allocated for use in this program will now operate under a 10-year baseline versus the temporary funding that was used previously. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.